My name is Tracy Carter Williams, and I am so happy to live at 12622 We Like It Lane in Gracie, and we do like it. It's beautiful out there, that beautiful farmland. I wanted to talk to you today about a different matter. I wanted to talk to you about growth. I was interested in the judge's remarks on growth, and I've had the honor in my community life of sitting on the Hopkinsville Christian County City Council. I've served as chair of the Audit and Budget Committee, which is a most difficult job. It doesn't matter what year you're doing that. And I've also had the privilege of serving as the Chamber of Commerce CEO here for 10 years, at a time when, thanks to the Economic Development Commission, we actually had the most robust economic development effort, not only in the state, but one of the best in the South.
Yeah, I agree.
I've learned a lot in that period of time about growth. And I've had a lot of expectations about growth that have not come true. I've learned that it takes lots of ways, and this sounds so simple, but it takes lots of ways to grow a community. And you have to grow it with new jobs. You have to grow it with higher paying jobs. But you also have to do a lot of growth within your city and county. And there are different ways to do that. One way to do that is by donors. There are lots of people in this county who are not one bit interested in paying another penny in taxes. I know you're aware of that.
Yeah.
But there are hundreds of people and families and businesses in this community that can give and can participate in growing the county, in growing these community organizations. These organizations are so important, like the library and the Human Relations Commission and all our community organizations, really, because they're increasing our quality of life, and our quality of life is really tied into growth, our ability to grow. I'm sure most of you by now have read the Kentucky Chamber study about how reducing and eventually eliminating the income tax in Kentucky is a key to growth, and it is a key. But there are many other things we need to consider. When I was on Audit and Finance, chairing that committee years ago, many years ago, at the city, we looked at organizations who came to us, and if they had a reserve that was obtained through tax dollars that they didn't spend, we felt comfortable by saying, perhaps you don't need these dollars. I think that has totally changed, and one reason it's changed is the increase in donorship. My son, who I'm representing today, really, has been blessed to be able to donate to a number of organizations, and I'm not here representing just one of those, but he did give $10,000 to the library last year. Imagine how dismayed we were when the library was cut. Part of that reserve, as well as a friend of mine who left in her will $145,000 to the library, some of that was used as a reason to say, well, maybe you don't need the tax dollars. But that's not true. You all control those organizations. Oh, I'm so sorry. I actually thought I turned it back on to read my notes. And what I did, I didn't turn the volume down. You actually control those boards and commissions because you appoint those people. And you did a great job of appointing some of those people. They are smart planners, business people, looking long-term for the future, just as you do on this committee. I would say to you to please look at how those reserves are. Don't disincentivize donorship. I can tell you that we will strongly think about whether or not we make a gift this year to any organization that Fiscal Quarter City Council has taken away dollars. Not asking you to increase them, but please don't take them away. It's there, as I said, there are millions of dollars in this community of people that would be given. They might not want to pay the taxes, but I know they will give the money because I've worked with some of them. So please consider that and don't penalize donors or make them think twice before they put an organization in their will because you've removed the dollars. I just wanted to come and say that to you, both as a person who loves this community and who served in it, but also as someone who does donate, whose family donates, and wants to contribute to our growth and increasing the quality of our community by having incentives to continue to donate. And I appreciate your time today.
Thank you, Ms. Tracy.